Welcome, welcome everyone. This is Tal Shai. I'm an intuitive business coach and founder of the Soul Movement Method, which is a somatic-based methodology designed to help you clear hidden blocks, release ancestral entanglements, and pinpoint the root cause of what holds you back from truly thriving in your business and life. My guest today is Lisa Schrader. She is the founder of Awakening Shakti and has impacted the lives of thousands of women for almost two decades as a workshop leader, author, speaker, and coach. Her work has been featured on Oprah, Oxygen, and VH1. She's on the faculty of the Shift Network, where she hosts the Shakti Summit on Sensuality, Sex, and the Sacred. She is the author of Kama Sutra 52, A Year's Worth of the Best Positions for Passion and Pleasure, from Quiver Books. She also has a private practice supporting clients worldwide and is recognized as a professional certified coach by the International Coach Federation. For more information, visit her at awakeningshakti.com. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, beloved Tal. Thank you so much for just this lovely invitation. And I just feel so grateful to be able to meet your community. So welcome all of you. And I'm just so happy to be here.
Well, I'm very grateful to introduce you to my community. I will just share a bit about how I met Lisa. I literally met Lisa a few months ago at an event. And there was an adornment table at the event. What that means, there was a lot of feminine goodies on the table with like a temporary tattoos and bindis. And every time I went to that table, Lisa, I didn't even know your name at the time. You were there several times, always like, can I help you put the tattoo on? So it was this kind of synchronous meeting. And I just loved your energy. And then we ended up having lunch and just really appreciated your energy and the fact that you really embody what you teach. So can you give us a little bit of a backstory? How did you come to be a teacher of sacred sexuality and feminine embodiment and actually be on the Oprah show with all of that?
Exactly, right?
Well, yes.
We know we usually teach what we need to learn. No exception to that. If you would have met me a couple of decades ago, you would have seen a workaholic, crazy mom, trying to be a super mom, not in my body, in a very beautiful, loving marriage that was really racked with challenges around sexuality and a lack of passion and connection. And I would say I was really the one who was carrying more of the masculine pole, if you will, in the marriage, and trying in all my very masculine ways to sort of fix what felt like it was broken. And so a lot of things happened that helped me wake up and find my way to this path. Had a couple of miscarriages after the birth of my daughter. And those were so devastating to me. I so wanted to have more children. And I was so heartbroken that literally my heart broke open. And it wasn't just the loss of those babies. It was all of the things I hadn't felt, up to that point in my life, all through my childhood and all the dysfunction that happened there. And so there was a real kind of coming home to my heart, particularly through this archetype of mother. And that helped me also shift from sex being, for me at the time, like all about the babies and procreating. And once, that chapter closed, because it was a pretty strong message, particularly the second time around, that that's not what the divine had in store. Then my husband and I, at the time, sort of looked at each other and said, well, wow, what if we just start to really look at our lovemaking and particularly how we relate to sex, and we do that in a really different way. And that was the beginning for us of learning about Tantra and some of these really ancient and beautiful sacred sexuality practices, which sort of led me to the goddess and led me to, you know, a much deeper inquiry about what actually really does turn me on and what does it look like to surrender, you know, my very well-established masculine energy, and just to really go into this softer and frankly much less familiar terrain of the feminine and find a different kind of power, a different kind of frequency, and to start to, you know, wake up to the body that I had and the sensuality that I had. And I just got so amazed and excited about what was opening up. My marriage completely started to change. You know, we're not together anymore, but we're dear beloved friends. And, you know, that origin for us into Tantra really became the path. It really, now that I look back on it, it was the baby. I know now I was meant to mother and be in my own humble way. I don't come from a long lineage of gurus, but in my own very embodied sort of modern day woman, entrepreneur, business owner, mother way, to really bring this forward in a way that I think is accessible for a lot of women that might be sort of put off by, you know, Tantra or, you know, other kinds of spiritual paths that don't feel very connected to their reality. And so, yeah, it's been quite a journey, and I'm just so, oh my gosh, my life has never been better at all. I'm about to get married next year, madly in love with this man who worships me and adores me. It's just phenomenal. And, you know, being able to have a business like this and work from home and be in the community that I'm in and feel as in love with my body, as imperfect as it is, even more so than I've ever been. I mean, just these things that keep opening up for me on this path, I can't help but share them. You know, I just can't help but say, I have some specific things. I have some ways that can help you, because I think we need more women like this. You know, we need more women, particularly right now, who are sourcing themselves in a different way that isn't, you know, that way that I knew really well. That has to do with exhausting yourself and disconnecting from the body and feeling like there's no room for your soul or your spiritual life. Like, I just don't think that's sustainable anymore, particularly for most women. So that's what I'm interested in, helping women to see, to wake up to experience in their own lives.
And this is so, so, so timely, especially with, you know, I work with a lot of business women, and especially with women coming into the entrepreneurship arena and working from home. And, you know, it sounds like this amazing dream, but I know, firsthand that there's a lot of work that goes behind that, and self-care and true empowerment and resourcing ourselves in healthy boundaries and everything that you spoke about is so, so timely. I don't think, you know, the lifestyle that, you know, there's a lot of talk around of that in a lot of the entrepreneurial community. I don't think that's possible without the resourcing part. Right.
I agree. Or, you know, I would also say it's not sustainable long term. Right. And you would know this, Paul, firsthand working with women entrepreneurs, that, you know, there's times, I mean, you know, I'm honestly in one of those periods right now where, you know, it's a lot of work right now. Right. And we all have this fantasy like, oh, I'm so sick of working for somebody else. I'm going to work for myself, you know? And then, yeah, well, when you work for yourself, as all of you out there know, if you're entrepreneurs, it's hard to walk away from it. You know, it's hard to not get up first thing in the morning and start checking your email and dealing with the current thing that's going on, or feel like you should be working on a Sunday afternoon, or just those ways that maybe in a more traditional, you know, W-2 job, you sort of have, like, you know, you've got hours. And so these are all things that, you know, when we start working for ourselves, we have to figure out. And I would also just say here, there's the rhythm we know as women, right? We have rhythms, we have cycles. We cycle every month, we wax and wane with the moon, whether we're still bleeding or not. And, you know, there's going to be times, like right now, I'm in a really creative moment, you know, and I'm having so much fun. I got a team of people supporting me, and we're birthing all these new projects, this new program, Lover, Mother, Leader, and all these things are happening. And it's a lot, you know, I'm holding a lot. However, the capacity that I'm currently having for this moment of extreme fullness, I believe, got resourced for me in the long menopausal yin cycle that I had, where I needed a ton of rest and I wasn't feeling at all inspired, you know, and I needed to just sit and meditate for hours every day and say no and just really come to this deeply inward place. And I feel grateful that I have a life where I could afford, not just financially, but in other ways, to create a, you know, a life and a business that would allow me that cycle. But I would just say to all of us, you know, this cycling is so inherently intuitive to us, right? Just like the seasons and the world that we're living in, for the most part, doesn't honor that. It's like it always has to be, you know, spring or summer, right? It's like you're always producing and you're always making things happen, and it's always about the bottom line, and you just have to push and go and produce. And that's very, very masculine. And it's got to be balanced for us long-term, for our sustainability, not just for our bodies, but for our businesses. Yeah, absolutely. Such an important piece.
The way you express it is so beautiful, because really it's about coming back to our authentic selves as women. I mean, it's embodied in our cycles, in our monthly cycles. There is the yin and the yang. You have a program called Lover, Mother, Leader. And when you were sharing that you're in full birthing mode right now, right? There's the full birthing mode, but then there's the 9 months where the child is in the womb. And it is honoring those cycles. You know, there's a lot of talk about balance. I'm not a big proponent of balance, because I'm a big proponent of really attuning to cycles. Where am I right now? Am I in birthing mode? Well, birthing, I don't know how balanced birthing is, you know, but then after birth, if you don't take time to rest and rejuvenate, not sustainable. And I can certainly vouch for myself. You know, I was in very much masculine mode but birthing mode. And I was very involved online and, you know, producing a lot. And then literally a few years ago, I could not produce another word. I just needed to hold back. And everyone was saying, you can't do this. This is not good for business. And well, it's like I couldn't do anything different. I literally had to go back and resource within myself. It was very, very, very primal. And I can actually feel like spring coming and summer coming. And of course, you know, I continue to work and continue to nurture my private clients and so on. But it was just a very different mode, more resourceful. So I totally, totally resonate with what you're saying. And I'm sure a lot of my tribe resonate with what you're saying, because a lot of entrepreneurs are actually burnt out come my way, and we start looking at how to, you know, create a business that's aligned with their cycles and with their authentic self as women.
And, you know, I would even just offer for some specific coaching to those of you that are listening, to really think about that rhythm. Not just like you and I are talking about, Tal, like a season, or simply for me, you know, mine was like a 5-year season, you know, that it's not like I didn't do anything, but it was not about creating. And, you know, I'd sit there with my blank piece of paper, like, okay, I'm ready. And I would be listening, and there would just be nothing and nothing. And that's, you know, as a creative person, that can be a very frightening place, but you learn to find different resources even inside of that mystery. And where am I going to go to just like calm myself down and know it's all right, it's going to come back, you know? And now that it's back and it's hard to sleep because so much downloads happening all the time, it's like, oh, I could do that. You know, that's a different cycle. But, you know, if it was always like this, that wouldn't be sustainable either. And so just, I would say on this specific coaching I wanted to offer, to just look at rhythm in our lives, because there's a daily rhythm You know, like for me, there's an arc to the day, and you know, on a good day when I'm not in the middle of labor, like a birthing, it's for me, the morning is my sacred time. And so I don't, you know, book any of my coaching clients until after 10. I don't do interviews. You know, that morning time for me is my soul time. You know, that might look like writing or reading a spiritual text or doing yoga or meditating or in my garden or whatever that is. But there's kind of that time of my day. Then there's my productive time. And then there's, you know, that what I want to do with my evening. So even in the day, in our week, you know, depending on how we're setting up our week and our work week, and then in our month and in our years, like if we can claim this, and I'm so glad we're having this conversation, so I so appreciate it, because there's just not, I really believe we need to have more places where we can feel the support for this new face of the feminine, and this new face of the feminine in leadership, you know, that is not about us just putting on, you know, the more masculine ways that we've been taught to lead because we happen to be female, but a real new conversation about, you know, what does it look like to lead? You know, and when I speak about, like in my Lover Mother Leader program, mm-hmm. leadership for me is the domain of the soul. So for me, that is intimately connected to our capacity, like you teach, to listen deeply and intuitively to, you know, the guidance, to invoke and ask for, you know, sacred support, whatever that looks like for each of us in terms of what, you know, what is the truth? I would imagine, like you teach, like what is the truth of what this business wants, you know, or what this gift, how this gift wants to move. And that when we orient towards that as where we lead from, then we have access to tremendous resources there.
Yes, yes. And it's so interesting because, you know, this push kind of business model is totally man-made, because if we look at the seasons, I mean, there's, you know, there's winter, summer, spring, autumn. That is the truth. That is the essence. That is how creation happens. And yet, you know, this masculine, like the imbalanced masculine has come in and said, oh, we're only in summer mode, which is just not, well, it's all the time, but it, of course it doesn't work because it's not organic. It's not natural. It's not aligned with just the way the world works. So it's really coming back to truth. So appreciate all that, just your way of expressing, Lisa. So, so beautiful. Thank you. Tell me more. I would like my tribe to know more about your Lover Mother Leader program.
Oh.
Share more about that.
Absolutely. Well, we open next week. It's a brand new program. And we work with these three archetypes, Lover Mother Leader. And so Lover, for me, is about the body. And so it's fundamentally about how can we love the body? How can we honor, like Mary Oliver says in her beautiful poem, Wild Geese, the soft animal body and letting it love what it loves. And so we really come into Lover first with ourselves and in our embodiment. And then this is also where we work with the energy of the lover in the body. So really starting to awaken to our sensuality and starting to tap into our own connection to what our sexuality is teaching us right now, or where our sexuality wants attention or maybe healing. And, you know, are we able to access pleasure and our, what I call our joygasmic energy as women, whether we're in relationship or not, whether we're choosing to share that with other, but as a renewable source of fuel, we've gotten so disconnected from that, I believe, Tal. And or when we do turn it on, it seems to always be oriented towards, you know, pleasing or receiving pleasure inside of a sexual relationship, which is, of course, lovely and delicious. That's certainly a part of it. But I'm talking more about the Shakti, the life force energy, the divine access point to what is truly the universal power of Eros on the planet. and to start awakening that. So we're looking at all those aspects of lover. So it's just a great beginning place to start moving a little bit more deeply into that conversation. I find so many women are feeling like they're just, they've either given up or they're giving in to sex, but they're not, they know there's power and potency there, but they just don't quite know how to reach it. And we're just not very good at getting any education about that or having safe places, because goodness knows we don't need any more wounding around this. We're all, we carry so much wounding around our sexuality. So I am very, very committed to creating a safe place for women to enter into this conversation. And it's not about how Lisa does sexuality or how Tal does sexuality. It's about your own connection to that energy of lover inside of you. So that's the first piece. Mother, we talked about a little bit. That's really where we move up to the heart. It's all about how do we work with the heart? How do we work with our emotional life as women? And what are we mothering? Literally, like, what are we nursing with our energy? You know, what are we feeding? And how do we love? And how do we show up as the source of that incredible love that we all have access to? And then how do we protect what we love? Because there's a fierceness in our capacity to love, that kind of mother bear energy that's inside of all of us. And again, this is relevant for all of us, whether or not you have biological children or not, because we're all mothering, you know, we're mothering different things in our lives, not just children. So that's the heart of the mother that I'm bringing to in that section. And then we just spoke briefly about what leader means. So lover, mother, leader, and the leader is really our soul. So we're really looking at body, heart, and soul, and inside of leadership, this capacity to bring more of, really for me, it's like the Merkaba, it's the magic of our connection to soul, that helps us move out of these, you know, limited frames that we all been trained into, but helps us really start to access more of the magic and the mystery and frankly, the delight of being, you know, embodied, heart open and connected to ourselves as soul. That's what I'm here to teach. This program is a 6-week online program. It's live, includes teaching and then a coaching component. We're going to have women from all around the world. So we get to have conversations with the women in South Africa and the women in Brazil and the women in Europe about, you know, what does lover, mother, leader look like? You know, and how can we bring that into our lives and source ourselves from that place so that we can just step more fully into giving our gift. But the thing that's so potent right now, I think for so many of us, is that the world is in such screaming need. You know, I mean, it's a very intense moment to be alive and to figure out, you know, how do we run our businesses and where do we put our energy and how do we make a difference? And I don't have the answers to all those questions. That's a really individual journey. But what I do know is that in order to give and make a difference, however we're doing that, we need to come from this more resource placed inside. And the key for me to those resources is not working harder and exhausting ourselves and spending more money or all those things that we're told, or getting or losing 20 pounds or cutting our hair differently. Or it's none of that stuff that we keep getting sold as a solution. It's this inward connection to what I'm calling lover, mother, leader, that really taps us into the resources that will make a difference in our lives. So that's what I'm turned on about. That's what I'm teaching. That's what I'm offering.
What a beautiful way. It's just beautiful. I'm just feeling full just listening to you. And I was just kind of leaning into another such important resource, which is community. And you've built that into what you teach. I mean, for us women, we need community. We need the support, especially as entrepreneurs. So much of doing this is like the masculine and doing it alone and sitting behind our computers, and which is wonderful and juicy. And it has its place, but we need community. And I want to honor you for weaving that into your program so beautifully with all these archetypes, which for me are the archetypes of manifesting. It's listening to the calling from soul, right? And then allowing it to filter in through the body. And for me, sexuality, you know, in addition to all the other components of sexuality, it's really about embodiment, which is where manifestation happens. So if you want to succeed in business, you absolutely need the embodiment part, because that's where we start experiencing results. And that's where we start becoming present to our harvest. You know, some of us, we create the results, but we're not present to receiving it. So that kind of not fulfilling either. So, so, so beautiful. Thank you for putting your life's work in one of many programs, but in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful program. And I am just honored to just offer this to my tribe. And I'm going to present a link at the bottom of this video for my peeps to go over and really take advantage of this incredible opportunity of just being in your essence, being in the essence of other women who are holding the same intentional space. That is very, very powerful, holding the same intentional vortex. I mean, that in itself creates magic. So you've created all that and more.
Thank you so much, Tal. Thank you so much for all of that. And also for the, you know, this, you and I are singing out of the same hymn book, as my dad would say. it's that just feels fabulous. Because, you know, this is a newer voice, right? That
yes.
What we're talking about is a newer way of doing things. And it's so, you know, I've done it lots of different ways. But what I know is that, you know, this way that we're speaking of, you know, that's more connected to body, heart, and soul, inside of the dominant cultural meme, there's this sense that, you know, I think that we think like, oh, that's a waste of time, or it's not really going to be effective, or that doesn't really work, or that's not reality. Like, you can kind of hear that, right, in the field. And what I want to just say, you know, for women that are, you know, experiencing your work or this offer from me, is to just keep leaning into and trying and being curious about what actually works. Because I still struggle, even though I've been doing this for 20 years, with this idea of just like moving more into my deep receptivity or into my pleasure. You know, I mean, I come from good German stock. There's a very, very strong message still back there that's like, well, nothing's going to happen if you do that. Like, you got to get out there. You got to hustle. You got to work. Da, da, da. And of course, we got to get out there and hustle and work. I'm not saying that's not important. But what I keep finding over and over again, it's like, the goddess just wants to come in and go, see, I told you, is that the more I bring these practices into my work life, the more opportunity opens, the more prosperity arises, the more relaxed I get, the more trusting I get, the more I weave pleasure into my day, you know, the more I tap into this Shakti, the easier and easier it gets. And that's really what I want to, you know, just lay out on the table. Don't take my word for it. Try it. And
yes.
Keep placing yourself, you know, inside of this beautiful community with Tal, or, you know, communities like mine, wherever you find them, where you can do exactly what you're talking about, Tal, be with other women, because then we, you know, we're all generating that energy. We have access to it. And you'll find that, you know, a little drop of yours in there suddenly gets magnified. And that's what's true. And that's how we are designed as women, you know, this doing it all by ourselves, all solo, all the time. That is great for our testosterone, but that does not really feed us in our female body. And I would also say it doesn't give us the kind of success that we're all craving the way that we want it anyway. So yes, bravo, sister. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Thank you. What an honor to just be in connection and in conversation and dialogue with you. You know, it's interesting. You said, you know, I was reflecting on how I chose more masculine coaches and environments in the past. And, you know, and I was reflecting on that. Why did I do that? And I realized that I chose those places from a place of my wounding. My wounding chose that because I thought, well, clearly, some of the feminine ways I've been doing business haven't been working, or the way it's being reflected out, you know, outside of me in the world by the more masculine entrepreneurship, you know, it's, I must be doing something wrong. And so I'll tell you, when I first started my business in 2006, my online business, I've been doing this work for many, many years, but my online coaching business, I did everything intuitively and my business flourished. And I did that for a few years and everything just flowed and I had no attachment because I had a brick and mortar psychotherapy practice. I was teaching students. I was in a place of complete surrender and no attachment. And then I started listening to a lot of more masculine, I'm using the word masculine, you know what I mean, coaches and rhetoric out there. And then a part of me went, well, then I guess I better study that and go that route. Well, that's when I started getting burnt out. And that's when I started going into a place of thinking I'm not doing things right and self-judgment. And just I spiraled into a place that was just so unhealthy. And it took me a while to get back to, and I'm talking about my online business, to really internally get back to a place where I was fully aligned with my truth and my integrity and my cycles and seasons, which are different from other people. And that's the way it's supposed to be, because it's not about right, wrong. It's about, is it right for me at this time? I always talk developmentally. What is right for a newborn baby, you know, the same coddling that a mother does for a newborn baby isn't effective for a teenager. And so we go through those, you know, cycles and developmental stages in our business as well. And so it really is what you're teaching. It's about, how do I attune to my truth? How do I bring soul into the picture, so that I have that as the leader, in your words, so that I can then birth and become a mother to my creation, whatever that creation is. So it's full circle for me to just be having this dialogue and conversation with you. I am so excited about what you have birthed, and I really, really, gosh, I just hope people take you up on this beautiful, beautiful program, you know, if that's the next most aligned step for them. So, Lisa, my dear, do you have any other words of wisdom or anything you want to leave in the space?
Yeah, I feel feeling complete with the words, and what's arising for me that I would just, you know, maybe invite us all into is just hands on our hearts for a moment. And just to maybe feel our gratitude, which is where I am in my heart right now. You know, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. I want to thank you, Tal, for the beautiful invitation to be with you and be introduced to your beloved network. And just gratitude. I know it's a really intense moment to be alive for us, but it's also a moment that is so ripe with birth and possibility and awakening and consciousness. My personal belief is that there is far, far more that is right with the world and evolving in this world. And each and every one of us is participating in that in our own individual way. And I'm just grateful to have that opportunity to embody ourselves in our own sacredness and learn how to open our hearts ever more deeply and fully to what is right here in front of us to attend to love and to serve. Yeah, thank you.
And so it is. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much, Lisa. So much love to you.
So much love to you. Thank you.
Mwah. Mwah. Bye-bye.